Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Dry River Jazz. I'm your host, Trevor Hodgkins, and we are into the third hour of the show tonight. That means half the show is already done, but we still have another great half to look forward to. Getting things kicked off this hour with guitarist Jerry Hahn. Going back to 1967 for this one, he was joined by Michael White on violin, Noel Jukes on reeds, Ron McClure on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. This is a fun little crazy number called Dippin' Stuff. Thank you. from their 2008 release Dragon's Head. That was the Mary Halverson Trio, featuring John Hebert on bass and Chase Smith on drums, on the tune Old 92642 Dies. Right before that, we had the Mark Rebo Trio covering the Albert Ayler tune The Wizard. And appropriately enough, it was recorded live at the Village Vanguard in 2014. Mark Rebo was joined by Henry Grimes on bass and Chad Taylor on drums. Coming up next, a man who was probably a hero to Mary Halverson and Mark Rebo, and maybe even Jerry Hahn, even though they play in quite different styles. I'm talking about Jim Hall. This is a track he recorded in 1962, and he was not the leader on this date. The leader was Sonny Rollins. Besides Jim Hall, we're going to hear Bob Cranshaw on bass and Ben Reilly on drums. From Sonny's classic release, The Bridge, this is John S. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you.
from the 2016 release, The Unity Sessions. That was Pat Metheny with Born. A tune featuring Antonio Sanchez on drums, Ben Williams on bass, Giulio Carmassi on synth, and Chris Potter on sax. That's an interesting CD. What it was Pat Metheny and that group, the Unity group, they had been on tour. They loved how they were sounding, and they decided they wanted to do a live album, but they didn't want to take any recording from any of the concerts that they had done. Instead, they decided they were just going to hole up in a studio and run through the set list that they had done. So it's from top to bottom, beginning to end, them just playing a concert for no one but the sound engineer. They didn't take any breaks, didn't do any overdubs. It's all completely live in the studio, just ran it through because they really wanted to hear how they sounded during that tour. And from the sound of that album, they sounded pretty amazing. Right before that, we had another track featuring Pat Metheny, this time duetting with Jim Hall on the Jim Hall tune, Cold Spring. And Jim Hall was, of course, in the group that opened up that set of music, performing with Sonny Rollins on John S. Coming up next, another incredible guitarist, Torben Waldorf, from his 2008 release Afterburn. This is Squealfish, featuring Sam Yahel on piano and Donnie McCaslin on sax. Thank you.
Thank you.